It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast. Buenos tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. Cinco de mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again.
I love this song. You kill my brother. You shot him 3 times in the back. In the night, I still hear mama weeping. Oh, mama still dresses in the black.
The black.
You know the English is not my first language.
I looked at every fiesta.
For you.
You're gonna keep going.
I wanted to greet. Maybe I sell you the chicken is the pollo in the Spanish with poison interlaced with the meat.
Okay. We are back.
You look like my brother. Welcome to the Nuclear Playground Podcast. I am the Sprout is not here to do the podcast, so I am his older imaginary brother. My name is Pierre, and I will be here to talk to you about things involving France and wine and the finest of grape liquor to come from cognac.
Well, my name is Jonathan. And I'm taking over for Jeremy, because he can't be here because he shot himself in the dick.
And the Sprout, you know, he was out and about gallivanting, as he always does, and he decided to bring a wooden sword to a gunfight, and now he is in the hospital with splinters in his hands from blocking so many bullets with wooden sword.
Oh,
I watch too much anime. I'm so sorry.
I thought his slivers in his hands was from being friends with Pinocchio, if you know what I mean.
The funny thing is that he also has wooden penis, so maybe he was just jerking it and coming up with fantastic tale. We do not know.
That reminds me of this joke I used to say. I said, I won't tell, and if you don't tell anybody I got a wooden dick, I won't tell anybody you got slivers in your tongue.
I remember that joke. Okay, no, really, I'm Sprout. That's Jeremy.
No.
We're,
My name is Alfonso.
We are here on a Sunday, and I have not plugged in my computer, and that is a thing.
So oh, again.
I'm going to let Jeremy do some again, talking while I do stuff.
I'm going to talk like this with my best voice. You guys, you know who one of my favorite Dreamcast games, and I'm just going to go on a Dreamcast rant. Is
it Blue Stinger?
No. I really love that game, though. Actually, it is one of my... It's like a really cheap version of a game, and I can't recall right now.
Dino Crisis?
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, no, actually, one of my favorite Dreamcast games, and it's really underrated, and actually, most people don't even consider it a game, but it's Seaman.
Seaman?
No, Seaman.
Seaman?
This is Seaman. Seaman,
no,
yeah.
Definitely in my top three.
Yep.
Definitely my top three.
Yep.
Leonard Nimoy and the fact that the Seaman like grows up and can be belligerent if you want him to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because your Seaman was a fucking asshole, dude.
Well, because I had asshole friends raising them with me.
Well, that was just you.
Oh, yeah, it was just me.
That's right. I was
never
the nice guy.
Never mind the fact that, like, all y'all niggas was, like, there when I'm trying to talk, and then somebody would be like, oh, tell him he has a little dick.
I don't ever remember saying that, ever.
No, but, you know, there's, like, Matt and Christopher Papopoulos. And
yeah. Oh, hold. I took my whole microphone.
The whole thing.
The whole fucking thing.
Look at him sound level. It was like. We just made that carpet with our bare hands.
I'm sorry, but it's either that or child labor. And ever since Mugatu lost, that's out the window. So what you been up to, man?
Shit, just trying to get some free time.
Yeah, I know you've been like, really busy.
Really busy.
So busy.
I just want to just chill, draw, stream, mm-hmm. You know, be productive.
Yeah, I've had a lot of time in the mornings to stream and late afternoons and sometimes evenings. But yeah, I've been streaming. I've been streaming on the Nuclear Playground Twitch. A lot of Terraria.
And he has been. You guys should check it out. It's been really fun to watch.
Been speed running, trying to practice his speed running. I haven't did that in the last.
Well, I got
few
to
days.
Join the stream a couple few days ago. That was fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
About a week ago.
Yeah. About a week ago. Week ago. Sorry.
Ooh, Bruntaroo.
Yeah, that's about it. Slap some beans.
But yeah, we did play a lot of Slaps and Beans.
It's
mainly, we got to pick up where we left off.
Oh, you know what we should play is that Golf with Friends.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or Friends with Golf.
Friends with Golf.
Whatever it's
Golf
called.
With Benefits.
Okay. Are we doing seconds per hole or what?
So yeah, video you have games. You got some new stuff for us? You got a segment for us?
I got my magic hat over there with.
We'll save it for the later.
Then no.
Because I have.
Give me.
I have some stuff.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
We'll start with Ask Reddit.
All right, let's Ask Reddit.
I have three questions. One is from user. Time_bonus, who says, what does victory taste like to you?
Victory?
What does victory taste like?
How explicit am I to get here?
Like, well, the commenters were naming foods and such. I don't have any of the comments on this note that I was saving, but yeah, like, some people were like, well, cheeseburgers and, you know, shit like that, but like, to you specifically, what does victory taste like?
The tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
Is that a bit or are you serious?
If you know what I mean.
I don't.
I don't either. Well, I'm trying to think of the best way. I'm trying to describe the flavor of... What's the flavor of good sex? Is it metallic?
So I guess the question is what does accomplishment taste like to you? Like,
yes.
Like achieving something that you thought was unobtainable in that moment, or even if it's like you thought you could do it.
It tastes like grape juice.
Grape juice is good.
Grape juice is my favorite juice.
So is that what the
yeah?
So
it tastes like a pasta dinner with meatballs.
When you set a goal and you would accomplish it, and you obtain that victory. That's yep. What it tastes like.
It tastes like spaghetti and meatballs with grape juice.
Really?
Yep.
To me, victory tastes like a nice, crisp Pinot Grigio.
That sounds like nasty.
Citrusy,
but I'm with
and
you.
Fucking just tart, but
who
not
the
too
fuck?
Tart.
Okay, like look, man. 80%, I'm going to go with 50%, maybe even more percent of the population is like, alcohol is alcohol. And you are like one of those fucking guys who are like, can you taste the notes? And like, how do you do this?
Yo, so, okay, so.
How do you do this? I've been to too many campfires.
I've learned a lot in my years of working in liquor. So like.
I think I've been to too many campfires because I don't pick up any of those notes.
I've gone to conferences where like all you do is just drink and go to like courses and stuff. And one of them, it was involving a lunch session where we got lunch and we got to drink wine. But he was pairing the wine with what we were eating, right?
Yes.
And this is where I learned, like I really like Sauv Blancs and Pinot Grigios because like, they're really like citrusy.
Amber got that to me at her house once.
Really?
Yeah. She had like chocolates and fruits and cheeses and nuts and wines and shit like that. And she was like, I'm like, ew. And then I'm like, why would I eat this? And then she was telling me like this. And she was like, she brought up ratatouille. And I, no shit, I put a grape and a piece of cheese in my mouth. And I chewed it up together. And I had two different colors in my head going like this.
That's really why I like wine. Because you can pair it with a lot of shit. And it brings out a lot of flavors that you wouldn't really notice.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting to. It did. But I still can't stand some of the tannic. You know that
the tannins. this is what I'm getting to. So I went to a conference where the sommelier was running a course, like just basically like
trying to instruct them. What sommelier? Like, Jason?
A sommelier.
A Jason. Sommelier.
What?
Jason sommelier. Justin sommelier. The guy who, the actor who said he got harassed by some white dudes and lynched in the street.
Are you talking about Juicy Sommelier?
Yeah. Justin.
No, so he was like, you know, like we were tasting the wine, and then we had some lunch, and he gave us another wine to pair with the lunch.
Yep.
And he was like, no, just, you know, take a bite of the chicken and smell your salad, and now just, you know, pair it with a small sip of that Pinot Grigio, or Sauvignon Blanc, and then we're sipping it. No, it was a Pinot Grigio. We're sipping it, and he was like, you feel that? You feel that right here in your jaw? Mmm. And then he got super excited. He's like, those tannins! Oh! Mmm!
That's, like, the bitter part. Anything bitter to me is, like, fucking super bitter.
I don't
bitter.
Like a too dry of a wine, but I do like dry wines. Like, I do like Cab Sav and Merlots and Pinot Noirs and shit like that, but if I'm going to drink a red wine, for the most part, I'm going to drink like a red blend. It's got a little bit of a less tannic and more sweet kind of to it.
Yeah, I like
but
dessert.
It's still dry. It still has that dry. Where like Pinot Grigio and Sauv Blanc, it's like sort of dry, but like it's less tannins. It's more of like a, it's like lemon juice.
Yeah, the less like, tannins, the better for me.
Yeah. Okay. So you want white wines.
Yeah, I don't like the bitter, like...
You might want, like, Chardonnay might be a little bit too sweet, because I know you don't like sweet shit.
I don't like
but
it overly
Chardonnay's
sweet.
Not very sweet to begin with, but it's still sweeter than most white wines. You definitely don't want a Moscato.
What's a dessert wine?
Riesling, Gewürztraminer, Sangria.
There we go, that's
Moscato.
Me.
You don't want those. What? Wait, you want those?
Yeah. Like, cause those things go good with like spaghetti.
So you want like Boone's Farms and shit like that?
Yeah,
like,
when I'm
sweet ass sweet wine.
Yeah, when I'm eating spaghetti, cause grape juice is sweet as fuck, is it not?
Yeah.
I love me.
See,
some
I like
juice.
I like a nice dry red wine when I'm eating meats like steaks.
Yeah.
And like fucking like hamburgers.
See, I still haven't
like
had
that.
The opportunity to do meat with red wine because I'm like I'm not the kind of guy to go out and buy some red wine.
Let's do that before it gets too cold. Let's grill and we'll fucking get some red wine.
Yeah. All right.
Because that's what victory tastes like to me. It tastes like fucking the ultimate T-Hawk. Pairing of meat and wine.
I want a T-Hawk steak, right? But I also want to butter baste it on the grill, which is going to be really hard to do because I'm just basically wasting butter because it's sliding off
into
the grill.
Now, here's the thing. We have to pick a meat because if we do
ribeye.
If we do like white meat, we have to get a white wine.
No, we're doing ribeye.
All right, so we're going to do red meat,
yep.
Red wine.
Yep.
Bet.
I'm gonna get myself a tomahawk steak.
Matter of fact, we're not gonna do like a Cab Sav. That's a little too dry. I don't think you'll like that. We're not gonna do Merlot. It's not as dry, but it's still a little too dry. We're not gonna do a Pinot Noir, although I do. Actually, we might do a Pinot Noir. But what we should do, I just recently tried for the first time with my mom. My mom loves this shit apparently, and she's been holding out. She never told me that she drinks Malbec. Malbec is the shit. Yeah, it's the perfect red wine to pair with red meat. Perfect. But yeah, the next question. We digressed quite a bit there. If God said you could punch any living person in the face one time with no consequences, who would you punch? That question was asked by If Agreed With You.
One person.
No consequences.
Oh God, there's so many people. It's like really hard. Like who would I give it to and not get it? And,
there's a lot of people.
There's just so many. How about Henry Kissinger?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know why.
Yeah, like I'd like to punch him right in the suck hole.
Okay.
Maybe. There's a couple other people. Ted Nugget.
Nugent?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I hate abrasive assholes. Like, you know, like they're the people that are just out there.
I gotta give him a pass because of his performance in Aqua Teen.
No.
No, I'm sorry. That's Danzig. I'm thinking about Danzig. No,
I was just saying. I don't think that's true. But fuck that guy. No. I don't know. There is quite a bit of people, like all of these people that are getting away with murder lately. I would love to punch.
But one person specifically, you got to pick one.
Okay. God, if I say Trump, it would be just so simple. You know, what about...
That is the easy way out.
That is. It's Gandhi.
Gandhi?
Yep. I would fucking punch Gandhi right in the fucking suck hole. Everybody's like, but why? Because he's a racist motherfucker. Fuck that guy.
He did come up in South Africa during the apartheid.
Yeah. He was like, black people are less than people. They're not even human.
You know the order structure or the power of order?
Yep.
Or the order of power, I should say?
Yep.
So, if you're British white during apartheid, you were like the top rung. If you were like Dutch, you were like right underneath them. Irish, underneath the Dutch. Indian, right underneath the Irish. African and or black, bottom rung. Motherfuckers were from there, had no say in the situation.
Yeah.
I'll give you Gandhi.
Yep.
If I had to pick one person, oof. I didn't think about this when I chose this question. Who would I punch with no consequence? Just feel so accomplished.
Names just keep popping up in my head. So
I know, right?
Like Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery? What about? Fuck, I don't know, man.
What about Prince Philip? Like,
it's got to be a prime choice, man. It's got to be like the best real estate that you could fucking put your soul flag on. It's got to be like. Fuck. Like, I really want to say Courtney Love. But I don't.
Carol fucking Baskin.
That bitch Carol Baskin?
Hillary Clinton?
Nah. There's a part of me that's like a gentleman never strikes a lady, right? But I know
this
Courtney
is, no,
Love.
This is no consequences.
I know Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain, so I kind of wanted to just be like, bop, bop. But
blah, blah.
if I had to really pick, I'd have to say Kevin Spacey.
Okay.
I feel like
Kevin Spacey's been punched in the face.
Well,
before,
if memory serves correct, Kevin Spacey also played as Dr. Kinsey, right?
Yeah.
In that movie Kinsey, the sex doctor.
Yeah.
So, I kind of feel like once he played that role, he was like, I'm going to just be that guy.
I think he was just that guy already.
Well, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was that guy, but now, like, he played that guy in a movie now. So now he feels like he can get away with the shit.
Okay, I give you that.
And now I can't finish House of Cards.
Yeah. Okay. What about? God, what is that guy's name? Suge Knight. I would love to blast Suge Knight.
I would love to punch Suge Knight.
Right.
No, you know what? It's a tie. That's the number one person right there. That we unanimously voted Suge Knight. I would punch the fuck out of Suge Knight. I would beg for three more punches. I would, and if I couldn't get those three punches, I would sell my soul to the devil to get those three punches.
Dana White. I would love to punch Dana White.
Oh, yeah.
White.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking prick.
For a minute, I was thinking Dana Carvey, and I was like, why? But no, Dana White, yeah. Dana White's a piece of shit.
Yep. I don't know. There's a lot of people. But
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. Yeah.
I would punch the fuck out of Mitt Romney. Who else?
What is his name?
I mean, I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Seth
here.
Rogen.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody likes him.
I kind of want to punch him because of how he laughs.
I want to punch him because everybody likes him. They're like, why would you do that to Seth Rogen? It was like, because I wanted to destroy something.
No,
beautiful.
I know somebody who you would punch.
Who?
This is the answer you should have picked. I know exactly who you would want to punch.
Who?
Motherfucking Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't punch Patton Oswalt. Me and him would have a great conversation. But I agree with you that he does talk a lot of shit that he couldn't back up on them streets.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But like, I do know that you said that you wanted to punch him just out of sheer principle.
Yep. I don't know. I just want to punch a lot of people. I'm nice, though.
Yeah, that's my problem. Is like, I'm too nice. You know how many people I could have punched before I got punched? I let them try my patience, and then I said some fucked up shit. Now I get punched.
I apologize.
When I could have just punched them for saying some fucked up shit.
I'm like, you see what you made me do? I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. That's so fucked up. But no, I don't know, man. I do like to get in my licks when I can.
Oh, I got one last one.
One.
Mark motherfucking Zuckerberg. I'll punch that android right in his fucking chin.
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg is definitely one of them people that
don't he look like Data and some ginger had a baby?
Yeah. What about Bezos? Would you punch Bezos?
I'll fuck Bezos up. I don't even want the lack of consequences. I'll fuck Bezos up. All right, so we got one more question.
Okay.
And then we'll shake the piggy bank, pay some bills.
You gonna shake it at me?
No, the piggy bank, not my dicky bank.
No, ew. Your piggy bank.
Why would I shake the piggy? Why would I shake the money at you? You're not some whore.
You're like, argh,
argh, you just have money.
Money. Okay, next question.
All right. So, this is what had me dying when we were in here both setting up. If you had to name your dick after the title of the last TV show or movie that you watched, what would it be? This was asked by Cat Mio One.
Hold on, I'm trying to think of what I just got done watching. Oh no. it would be Ghostbusters. It would be the real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters.
Because that's what I was watching with my kids, the cartoon, the real Ghostbusters. Oh no! It was fucking He-Man, Masters of the Universe, because it came on after. That's what my dick would be called, He-Man. He-Man. the Masters of the Universe.
You're never going to believe this. And this is why I was laughing so hard, because this is the best shit ever. So if I had to name my dick after the last TV show or movie I watched, what do you think it would be? I'll give you three guesses.
Three guesses? Oh, jeez. I don't even know what you watch. You watch anime.
Not all the time.
Atlanta.
No.
What's that show? 12-Ounce Mouse.
No. But that's a good one.
Aqua Teen?
No.
What?
The last show I watched, if I had to name my dick after this, is What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, no. That's funny.
Just me in the dark, like, yeah. Jeff. Like,
yeah. I guess He-Man's a grower, right?
All right, we're going to take a break.
He's like, wait. He's like, it's just like regular kitty. What was his name? And then now it's Battle Cat. I got to put the helmet on and everything. All right, let's pay them beers.
Let's pay him some beers. We are back now, and we have a question for you on the podcast.
What question?
Do you believe that you can cook, and why?
I'm going to use my terrible French accent.
This is why I ask, is because
I should not do the French
accent. There are some people who believe their cooking is magnifique.
Yeah, you were saying that.
And sometimes some people do not advertise properly. Let me stop being French. Okay, so I feel like this. There are people who are like, man, I can throw down, and you fucking get to their house and it's not what it do. Either it looks funny but it tastes good, or it just looks funny and it tastes weird, or it's just not good, period, right?
Yeah.
We've been there before. We've, without name dropping here, we've eaten a certain person's food on massive occasions where they're like, I make some dope-ass tacos, and we go there, and they're good, but the way that they were cooked did not agree with our stomachs later on. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So there's that. Or like, have you ever been to your best friend's house and the cooking just ain't good?
Yeah.
And something about the chicken tastes like wood. Shit like that.
And the chicken tastes like wood.
I feel like there are people who genuinely believe that they're fucking sous chefs. And they're just huff as fuck at cooking.
I don't know, man. It blows my mind that there's people out there who are like, eat my food. I'm the fucking shit. Like, no kidding, because I try cooking all kinds of shit all the fucking time, mm-hmm. right? And I eat it, and I think it tastes good, but I'm anxious as fuck for anybody else to eat my food, because I eat...
You don't want a con Nintendo, motherfucker.
Well, not just that, because I like canned meat, okay, bro?
Who doesn't?
A lot of people. A lot of fucking people, right? A lot of people don't like a lot of shit, and I eat garbage food, and I'm like, hey... I grew up on Kamad food, and I thought that shit was banging, right? Most people think commodity was trash, right?
Right.
So when I eat and I cook shit, I think it tastes great to me, but I think everybody else's palate is more advanced or more mature, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my food probably don't taste that great. So when I do cook and somebody eats my shit, I'm always anxious about them eating it. Like, oh, man, I bet you they're like, this tastes huff as fuck, or this is garbage, or this is too salty, or, you know, like, they're like, oh, yeah, this is good, but they're just being fucking nice.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't like people eating my food. I don't like, my kids like it.
I've eaten your food a bunch, dude.
But still.
And it's always good. Like, yeah. Like all the venison you've cooked, all the other meats and shit that you've cooked.
I like
the experimental
meat.
Taco Bell that we forged together.
Oh my god,
that
yes.
That shit was amazing.
That was. It did taste just
that
like
shit
Taco
was
Bell.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, it did taste just like fucking Taco Bell. But yeah, no. I don't get it. I don't get the confidence when your food tastes like shit. It blows my mind. And I don't know if it's because they think it's banging as fuck that everybody's going to.
It comes with reviews, I think. Like, it also comes with being able to read the room.
Right.
Like, you ever like, eat somebody's food and you know it's not all that great, but you're trying to be polite. You're like, oh, it's so good. It's delicious. But then, like, you cook some food for somebody else and they're like, this is actually really good. Or, like, this is bomb as fuck. Or whatever, right? You got to read the room and you know, like the passive aggressive, like, oh, it's delicious. Like, you should be able to see past that, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, still, even if that's the case, a normal person would. But there's a lot of people whose egos protect them from the realities in front of them.
Oh, yeah, they'll take any compliment as a fucking compliment, yes. Like a genuine compliment.
Well, there's people who, sarcasm is sometimes lost on a lot of people. Like, you will be sarcastic with them, and they will be lost. They have no idea what sarcasm is, and they'll take you for your word. And I've had that a few times. We have a mutual friend where I've said some off-the-wall sarcastic shit, and they're looking at me, like, upset. And I'm like, it was a joke. Please.
Well, here's how I look at it. Like, I feel like I know that I can cook because I've cooked a lot for my family members and my kid and, like, you and other people, right? Like, you know, like I've cooked. I've hosted things. I take pride in my cooking. I've spent my whole life cooking. I had to because, like, I had to, like, cook for me and my brothers and sisters and shit, right?
Right.
So, like, I feel like at some base level I'm somewhat decent at cooking. Am I a sous chef? No, but people like my cooking. I make greens and no one complains, right? I feel like there are a lot of other people who just don't see it the way I do, where it's like, you know, it's not just about what you like. It's about making the ultimate combination of, like, food and spice and pairings, as opposed to, like, oh, and also how you cook it. Like, you don't cook tacos in a crock pot.
That's so funny. I mean, you can cook carnitas in a crock pot, like I pork suppose. Butt.
Yeah.
But, no, well, I mean,
I'll
even...
Ground beef, I'll do chili in a crock pot.
But even still, you break it up and then you fry it so it gets crispy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know, man. It is weird. Like I said, it is weird that people just have that confidence that, like, hey, you gotta try my shit. It's fucking good. And then you
We know a guy who fucking went to school to be a cook.
Yeah.
We went to high school with this dude.
Fucking hell.
And that's another thing. That's another thing. This motherfucker would just, like, be digging all up in his ball sack and asshole.
Oh, come on.
In the kitchen while cooking.
Yeah.
And it's like, now you want us to eat the shit. Not all the time, but there was sometimes where it was like, I'm not eating that meal, right? But I'll never forget this. There's two incidents. One was I was hosting a party at my house. And I was like, everybody come over. I'm fucking grilling chicken.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the fucking pink chicken. I got booze. I got weed. We're all going to get fucked up. We're going to party and eat chicken. It's going to be great, right? At some point, I got tired of running in and out of the house. And said friend was like, let me take over. And I was like, all right, bet. You went to school for this shit. You know what you're doing. And was feeding people pink chicken. And I was like, nope, I'm going to grill this shit. So... there's that incident, and there's the one time where we were living together, me and said friend, not far from here, and he goes, I'm about to smoke some chicken. You want to try it when I'm done? Yeah, bet. Pink chicken.
Yep.
I feel like that's his chicken of preference.
Hey, if you ain't eating your chicken medium rare, you ain't a real fucking man. No, I'm just kidding.
That I got other. We got another friend who eats raw meat all the fucking time.
Yeah,
and you know who I'm talking about.
Yep, that old fucking beast.
Raw meat or raw beef? Yep. No problem. Raw chicken? No problem. How he's not dead yet is beyond me. Beef, I can get it.
Yeah.
Chicken?
No.
Chickens are born with salmonella. Like, that's my opinion. Like, you can't fucking sell somebody an egg without having to wash it off here in America. Or in Europe, they're just like, have an egg.
Have an egg.
And then you can't, they're all brown you and can't shit. Keep chicken above 40 degrees, otherwise it turns to salmonella.
Yep, and it crawls away and shit. And the chicken's like upside down.
On the ceiling, like, yeah. I need another hit.
It is crazy, though. I don't know. I wish I had that kind of confidence. And then I could just ignore reality when people are like, yeah, you were great. Like, if you ever been with a chick, like, in the bedroom, and she was like, yeah, that was good. I had fun. And then she gets up and takes off and goes and does a bunch of shit. Like, sir, you were lied to.
You, ma'am, are a fibber.
She's like, oh, I am sore. You're hurting me. Are you done? You're just too much of a man. But I haven't even put it in yet.
It's the air pressure alone.
Ah, yes. Look at my doodle centipede.
Dude, let me see that real quick.
I didn't even know what I was doing. It just happened.
Can we make this into something?
What?
Like a game of involving this? Like
a what?
Like that? That's a thing I have to beat.
It's a Mega Man enemy.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Megabot enemy. We're gonna just completely like rip off without ripping off Mega Man. Kind of how Art of Fighting did.
I think there's a game maker where you can actually.
There's an app called Game Maker. It used to be free. I think it's on Steam still, but I don't know if it's free or not now.
I think maybe that was the one that
I used to fuck with that a lot.
Discontinued.
There's other apps we can use.
Yeah. So, do you have another segment or?
I figure we shoot the shit until we're ready to do your segment.
What segment is that?
Whatever segment that you got for us.
I don't have segment.
You have the hat over there.
I do have my magic hat with names in it. The guess who. Do you know why you were doodling instead of talking to me?
Because I want to fuck with the centipede so bad.
You see, John, was that a Mega Man?
Yeah.
Oh man. So you bought some new games, yeah?
Oh fuck, I bought a butt ton of games.
Did you get any from DK Oldies?
No, oh no, we already talked about the games I bought last week. This week I bought just Street Fighter Collection.
Yes, the very
And then I got like some like battle pass for Knockout City and wait, did I buy another game? No, because I'm waiting to get on DK Oldies and buy some shit.
What are you gonna? Do you have any idea what you're gonna get on DK Oldies?
Not yet. I think I'm gonna fucking peruse for a little bit.
Peruse.
I got my eyes on Sonic 3, but even like the damaged ones, like the cosmetically damaged ones, are like kind of pricey. So I don't know.
I mean,
I've got Sonic 2. I need to see if they got Genesis controllers, like the plug-in ones, because I don't know if those controls you gave me even have working batteries in them. I don't even know if I have enough batteries to even use any of them.
So what are you worried about? Like, not being able to just put in new batteries? Or?
Well, that, and I don't want to keep buying batteries.
Get some rechargeable ones.
I tried that before, and then I just lose track of them.
Okay, so maybe change your behavior.
Maybe don't judge me.
Okay, fine. I won't judge you.
And just appreciate the fact that I'm going through the human experience just like you.
You're not just like me. So I got some new games. I actually ordered them, and they're coming in the mail.
What you getting?
I got Ninja Gaiden for the NES. Mm-hmm. I got Clay Fighters 2, Judgment Clay. On the Super Nintendo.
Oh, I like Clay Fighters 2 a lot.
Renegade on NES. Renegade. Renegade. Oh, guess what I did this weekend or yesterday? Went to Valley Fair. Valley Scare.
Oh, you told me a little bit about that and how you got. Oh, I don't want to spoil. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, fucking okay. So back in the day, it used to be called the Octopussy, or at least that's what I thought it was called.
That's what we called it ever since we were kids.
Yeah, right. But it's called the Monster now, and it was at Valley Fair, right? And we get in there, and you know how the line is, because you get in, they have the zigzag line, and then you get up to the
front. Sometimes it's like taped off in certain points. Yeah.
So it's in like two or three sections. They come in one section, unload the four people, the four buckets on this end. They unload the other four buckets, and then everybody gets out, and then they load up people. They lock them in, make sure they're in safe. Then they get out of the area. They look at each other. They thumbs up, say area cleared, and then they rotate the thing, drop down the next section, do the same thing. So it takes fucking forever just to get on the ride. We get on the fucking ride. We go around. We have our fun. We're like, woo, woo, right? It's all of us kids and my kids, right? And we're up there. And the first section drops, people get off. We go down, and it stops, like, just before we're getting low enough, so we're too high. Then they hit the button, and we rotate up high, and then we rotate all the way around again, and this time we go right past the pad and keep going up. Then we sit there for, like, a couple of minutes. I'm like, what is going on? We're like, what the fuck is this? And then we go back around, dips down, it comes right back up to the same spot we were just at, and we're sitting there for like five more minutes. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then finally we're like, hey, like, what's going on? And they didn't say shit to us. People, like, everybody in the machine started fucking like asking what's going on. And then I guess
I can imagine a bunch of fucking Karens and Kyles like, I paid money for this.
Actually, nobody on the ride was getting mad. Everybody on the ride was just like, what the fuck? And then somebody in the other section of carts that wasn't connected to us was like trying to get out because he heard somebody, please don't get out. Please don't get out. Like, they were yelling on the mic. And then like they spun us around one more time. And then we were stuck there legitimately for 30 fucking minutes. Maybe even 30. No, it was over 30 minutes. But after that, my phone almost died. So I had to turn it off just in case I need to, like, you know, figure something out. But they told us, I had it on Snapchat even, I recorded the fucking shit, and they were like, it was it's a mechanical failure, if you want to wait in line you can, but you're gonna lose your place. And like, who the fuck's gonna get on this when you're announcing
no shit
there's a mechanical failure? And we're up in this bitch, my legs started going numb, I started getting tingling in my fucking legs and my feet and my hips, my back started to hurt, I started to get pissy. Like, after the 25 minute mark, I was like, fuck, what the fuck, fucking get me down, what the fuck. And it just started getting louder and louder, and eventually like they get me down, and I'm like, man, this shit was cramped up, like my legs were straight up like this.
Do I bet your feet fell asleep and shit?
So I was pissy. I was like, man, what the fuck. And then we went on the Renegade, which is my favorite fucking ride.
I like that ride a lot.
It stays the same pace of speed. It's like 55 or 50 miles an hour. It doesn't seem that fast, but on a wooden roller coaster, maintaining that speed the entire ride through, you're getting negative Gs like fucking 70% of the fucking ride, maybe even more. So you're out of your seat, floating and whipping around corners, and it's windy. And the way the roller coaster is, it's their individual carts that are attached, so it like articulates way better, so you get more winding and more, and then the fucking drop is like, I don't know, maybe it's like 180, or maybe it's less, maybe it's like 102 or something. And, you know, it's not that big of a drop compared to like the Wild Thing, where it's like 202 feet.
I love the Wild Thing.
Yeah, it goes like 73 miles an hour, I think. I can't remember. I used to be a coaster fanatic, so like going on all the coasters was a necessity, any place that I could.
You should join the science club when I was in the science club at North. I was in the science club. I'm a nerd, but I got that free trip to Valley Fair every year.
Yep. I went to math, science, and technology in Laura Ingalls Wilder. That was the section I was in. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I can't remember the other two sections. One was fundamentals, and the other one was contemporary. That's what it was. Contemporary were the art kids. All the art kids like
you. Oh, you were one of those Picasso-looking motherfuckers.
No, I wasn't in contemporary. I was in math, science, and technology. The smart kids.
Shall we dip into this hat?
Yeah, why not? It's been a little bit, dude. I don't even remember what's in here. So accents away. No, let's see what you can do. So we're going to call this a Guess Who. Do the Guess Who song, man.
Can you guess who? It's a mystery. Are they ugly? Is he Egyptian?
Egyptian?
Does he have a vacuum in his briefcase? Is he packing?
Say something racist. No, I'm just kidding.
Is he white? Oh, yeah. Okay, he's not. Okay, flip all the other ones down.
Don't look at it.
I'm not.
You are looking dead at it.
I'm not.
I'm watching you
look at it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Okay.
No, wait, you can look at it. I can't look at it. Okay, did you pick it?
Yeah, I picked.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yes. I like that. Oh, damn. Pucker Thompson. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not about the race. It's about family.
It's Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
If I pick this, if I was to do a Vin Diesel, I'm like, it's been a long time since I smelled beautiful. All right, here, you do the thingy thing. I got to do the thing. Preston. Oh, you just threw one out at me, and that's not my choice.
My bad.
Can't make me do it. Oh, these are unfolding.
Oh, my gosh, just take one.
Okay. Did this get put back in here? Okay.
I think you put them all back in there.
No, I think I put a couple back in here because the rest of them I crumpled up. But we're going to do this one.
Oh, you always get chance. I never get chance.
What do you mean? I didn't get him.
You did the last time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody fact.
Let us know. I promise you, it was you last time.
No.
Yep.
If it was me, I would have been like, blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Fine, I'll do another one.
Don't look at the hat.
Oh, fuck. I don't know how to do this one. Because he's such an asshole. And good at it.
Is it Ric Flair?
No. I don't know. I don't think you do. Fucking asshole. Even in my car.
The Bostonian?
I can't think of anything right now. I'll put you through that fucking wall.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Yeah. We're all the saints where you could just yell at them and take the day out on them.
How are ya?
All right, here you go. I put you through the fucking wall.
This one feels right. This one feels new. I can't believe. Okay.
Oh, God.
Went to the doctor today. And he said I got...
Mike Tyson.
He said I got Mike Bites. And I was like, Mike Bites? Evander Holyfield knows all about Mike Bites. You go ask him about that.
Don't put it back in there.
Oh, shit.
Was that the right one?
Yes, it was. Okay, good.
All right, shake it this one.
Wait, I have the chicken fingers, please.
Oh my god. I don't even know if you know this person.
We're going to find out.
It's a YouTuber. But you know, I know you know because we've made fun of this person, sort of, but not really. Itadakimasu.
Oh, fuck. What is her name? She goes, itadakimasu.
Yep. Masu.
What is her name? I know this.
Welcome, my lovelies.
Fuck, I can't remember her name now.
It's Blanky Maid. Blanky Maid.
Is that N word? No.
N?
N? Yes.
No.
No.
There's something close there. I can't put my finger in it.
I give up, Aru.
Emmy Maid.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yep. The Korean, yeah. Japanese American girl.
Itadakimasu.
Itadakimasu.
Eating corn ribs.
Mm-hmm. She made fucking water cake.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't even either. Here you go. See what you got.
Stir up the pot. 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 Yeah, we can just this one right here. Every fucking time. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. The cream always rises to the top.
Macho Man, yeah. Randy Savage. That's so funny. Let me put this in the trash.
You trash-a-roo.
I can't do it without saying. Oh, no, I can. I don't know why. Okay.
Prince?
Yes.
I can never get that high. I try everything. I can't do it.
That's as many as it gets.
Game. Blouses.
Blouses. All right. Chicken soup for the soul.
I want that one. This one feels like destiny. Oh. Wait, what? This is kind of obscure. I don't know.
Obscure?
Yeah. I don't know if I can do this one.
Obscure.
I don't know if I can do this one.
You don't know the song? Anything like? I don't like. I already know. I already know which one it is. Just because.
Wait, is it a song?
No. Your hair. Looks like it. You look like fart. From Rick and Morty.
Thanks. No, I don't. I still don't know. Which character is that?
It's the fart. It's the gaseous fart. It's the goodbye moon man guy. Goodbye.
Oh, moon man.
With the Thanos fucking rocks in it.
Yeah, I didn't. That one didn't stick with me.
Oh my god.
Let me get another one.
Terrible human being. I'm judging you now.
There's a lot of Rick and Morty.
So?
Oh, I gotta get this one right. Hang on. Oh, fuck. It's been so long since I heard this voice in my head.
How are you doing? Why don't you come on over? Huh. Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, I think I don't know. Like that's that could be a lot of East Coast.
You look like my neighbor. His name starts with an R.
Oh, fucking Miss Big Head.
Yeah.
Oh, Rocco. Rocco.
She reminds me of a...
I'm watching you, Mike Wazowski. Always watching.
What'd you get?
You know...
Hold up.
It's cool, but it's not cool. You know what I'm saying? The things go like this, you know. I think to myself all the time.
It's gangstalicious for certain. I could listen to you do that voice all day. Just tell me about your day in gangstalicious voice, real quick.
You know, I was just chilling at my house all day. Just chilling, being cool. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. but then, you know, I'm just chilling, doing me.
And then someone show up.
Niggas! Coming!
Ding, 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 ding.
Got me all fucked up on these suit feds and shit.
I see clouds of blue. One nice too.
I've got two options
I
here.
I see the weevil. Two options.
Which route will I take?
The easy route.
Whoa!
Fuck.
I haven't slept in 30 days!
I have no idea.
Fucking hate Alaska!
Oh, God. I haven't slept in 30 days. I hate Alaska. I have no idea.
One of my actor friends. He loves the black women. Like, You might know me from a movie back in the 80s called Scarface.
Oh, Al Pacino. Okay.
That's my Al Pacino.
I can't do an Al Pacino either.
I can't do Al Pacino without starting with a whoa!
Because she's got a great ass. That's the only thing I can do.
She's got a great ass.
All right. You want to mix this up
for
me?
Yeah, mix it up.
Let me pick a pick. Well, I'll do one.
Cardi B.
Yeah. Mika Takalo.
Shuma Takalo.
Shuma Takalo. Yeah, there we go.
All right, let's do a couple more, and then we're going to close it with a funny bit.
All right, here. I'm going to mix it up. Yes, there's only a few more in there. There's like 10 more in there, 15 more in there.
That one didn't feel right.
Do this. You got this.
This one feels perfect. Whoa! I'm just kidding. Let's just put it all on the tray. Ooh.
Oh.
Peck of Philip Morris cigarettes from 1932.
I love this guy.
Take a quick puff.
Oh, you're my favorite person right now.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice. Oh.
Oh. That's...
Something about these old stale cigarettes I like so much.
Yeah, there's a hint of
war in there. You just can't get out of normal cigarettes in the modern times.
Just off the dry drag.
Now I'm gonna try these beans from 1932 and just that 80-year-old bacon.
Steve. Steve MRE.
It pairs so nicely with this stale cigarette. These tannins. Now I'm gonna try the energy capsule package from the British MRE. This feels just like the meth I tried before I decided to stop doing meth to do MRE videos. You know what?
Steve.
No, not hating on Steve. He's actually a really awesome YouTuber. His reactions are priceless. Anyways, you want to end this in a Floridaman?
Okay, good, because I did not want to do the one I had.
Oh, no. Wait, I forgot you drew.
I do not want to do it, but I'll do it.
You got to do it.
Okay. I'm a pimp and you a hoe, sucking dick. Go get my money and make it quick. Bend that ass and get my cash. Suck my fucking balls like some...
Too short?
Yes!
I knew it. I fucking knew. It couldn't even be. You didn't even have to have real rap lyrics.
Those were. I just made. I made them up.
Exactly.
I literally made those up.
Too Short does not give a fuck.
Yep.
He's like, what was it? Let me tell you tales. With what did he say? It was like something tales about these tales. Something cocktails. I met this bitch named Sarah Jean. Man, that booty was looking lean. But that face, she could suck dick. And then I put it in and came real quick.
And I said, fuck you, get my cash. Because I'm too short, bitch. Yeah, make it last. Get my money quick and come real fast.
We're going to close this on a Floridaman. Okay. This one is kind of priceless.
Okay.
The drunk Florida man is given a place to stay. I'm sorry, I can't do it with a French accent. I really wanted to. Drunk Florida man is given a place to stay for the night. Pees all over Good Samaritan's bedroom and gets into a fight with him, then gets arrested.
Wow, that's a grateful fucking guy. Holy fuck, man.
I kind of want to read this article now.
Oh, read it. What a fucking... That's a perfect human being right there. That's a fine specimen.
Wait, before I read this article, here's how when I read the headline, this is how I pictured it. Dude, I could really use a place to stay, man. I'm really fucked up. I'll take the bus home first thing in the morning. No, don't worry, man. I got you. Don't worry. I'm kind of all strangers. All right, bet.
I'm kind of all strangers.
Dude gets there, fucking drunkenly sleepwalks into what he thinks is the bathroom, pees on the floor. Dude wakes up, sees him peeing on the floor, like, nigga, what the fuck? And then dude snaps out of it like, oh, that's how it is? I can't just pee on the floor now? And then let's hope this article proves me right. Melbourne, oh, damn it, it reloaded. Hang on. Why? It was like a split second that I put my phone to sleep. Try this again. Okay, here we go.
I had to burp. Sorry.
Melbourne, Florida. A drunk Florida man thanked a good Samaritan who gave him a place to stay when he couldn't get home by peeing all over his bedroom and then attacking him, according to the police department.
Oh, my God. That sounds like something you would do back in the day.
I would never attack somebody. Usually, I would pee on my floor.
Yeah, you peed on your floor and you attacked your bed.
Only once, for the record... And I didn't attack the bed. I Spider-Man jumped right back in that bitch like I was proud of the shit.
You were.
I don't know. I was fucked up. I don't know what the fuck I did. I was in denial the whole time.
I know.
Long story short, let me get back to this. I like how I long story shorted it and didn't even summarize the story you brought up. The victim said he was at a party in downtown Melbourne on Saturday when he went, when he met Colin Gabe, who he described as a friend of a friend. You never bring a friend of a friend home.
No.
Colin, 23, was drunk, didn't have a way to get home, and couldn't provide his address to the victim, so the victim took him back to this to his place so he could have a safe place to be. The victim allowed said attacker to sleep in room, and he went to sleep in the other room for the night. Sunday morning, the victim heard noises from the house, found the perpetrator, I'm paraphrasing this article, peeing everywhere in the room, according to the affidavit. Police said the victim repeatedly asked Gabe to leave, but Gabe wouldn't. Instead, became upset and turned violent. He came at me with his penis out and attacked me, the victim said. According to that,
he was giving you a gift of a golden shower and you couldn't appreciate it?
It's exactly how I pictured it. Oh, you offer me a place to stay and now I can't pee where the fuck I please?
I can't give you a gift in return? It's fucking gold. Oh, man, that is fucked up. Well, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Sprout.
And this was fun.
And this was very fun.
Please like, subscribe.
Comment. All that jazz.
We're on
the Twitter bird.
Yeah, follow me at @Sailor_Jeremy. I remembered my Twitter handle for.
Oh shit! Give this motherfucker a medal.
I'm about
to craft one for you.
Yep.
It's gonna have your handle on it, and you have to put. Actually, I'm gonna make you a patch. It's gonna be right there on your hoodie.
Yep.
I'm on Twitter at @IamSprout. We are collectively on Twitter. Me, yep. Jeremy, and the Nuclear Playground staff at @Nuclear_Play. We have a website thingy, nuclearplayground.net. Am I forgetting anything?
Anchor.
We're on Anchor, which is our sponsor, and we're grateful to them. Anchor.fm something Nuclear Playground, I believe, is the forward slash. We're also on other podcast platforms for those of you who are new to us. So if you don't like the platform you're listening to, come to another one that with better service. What else? Jeremy's been streaming twitching. Like crazy on Twitch.
On Twitch, Nuclear Playground.
Nuclear Playground, all one word.
Yep.
I will be there periodically. I have a personal Twitch that I'm trying to get back off the ground, but I will definitely be streaming Nuclear Playground stuff on YouTube relatively soon here.
Yes.
And we're going to have some pre-recorded stuff as well. So
you're also going to be every now and again dropping in on the stream.
Oh, but of course. And vice versa. I can bring the YouTube to you.
Yep.
So, you know, there's that. You know, keep your eyes and ears open and your fingers on the internet.
Yeah, but it is your choas.
It is your choas. Choas! Thanks for listening, you guys.
Yep.
Peace out. Choas!
Choas!